The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Chips or jacket spuds? Will it be salad or frozen peas?
Will it be mushrooms,
fried onion rings?
You'll have to wait and see. Hope it's chips, it's chips. We hope it's chips, it's chips.
Now, Chipstead Football Club, known as the Chips, were formed in 1906 where the Netherland Hospital was under construction and building workers and the local legend Chipstead Village challenged each other to a match. Club records dated 1911 show a far from healthy position, survival relying mainly on proceeds from whist drives in the clubhouse. However, the club's health began to improve, and in 1920, it even had its own transport for away games, an open-top lorry owned by a local builder. In 1982, they became founder members of the Surrey Premier League, and in the 1987-88 season, saw the club make its debut in the FA Vars, where they reached the third round and again in 1998. Their best FA Cup performance was reaching the fourth qualifying round in 2008. Chipstead's home ground has a 2,000 capacity, 150 which is seated, and their record attendance is 1,170. Their top goal scorer is Mickey Nolan, who notched up a staggering 124 goals in his career. Well, you've heard the saying, you take the low road, I'll take the high road. That is exactly what I've done this afternoon to visit Chipstead FC for the match against Bracknell Town. I'm currently watching the lads warming up. It looks like a pretty full squad, looking very light on their feet. So I'm sure that they'll be keen to eradicate the memory of their defeat by Churchy Town last weekend at Lower Meadow. I can see Akers, Reese, Andrew Owusu. They're moving so fast, can't tell. It looks like Seb's back on his feet, looking good. Tommy Awika. So without further ado, I shall adjourn to the bar and catch you for the team sheet and the subsequent half-time review. Come on, you Robins.
This is your Navy reporter, Gisu, bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on, you Robins.
Well, we've got about 15 minutes to go, and we've just acquired the team sheet, and Mr. Steve the Gaffer Witty is going to do the honours.
And good afternoon, here we are at High Road, the home of Chipstead, the team sheet here. First of all, we've got the Bracknell away team, which of course is the important side we're talking about today. In goal we have Michael Ecott. Number two, Jack Dean. Number three, Ethan Burden. Number four, Temi Awika. Number five, Dan Bayliss. Number six, Scott Rees. Number seven, Max Herbert. Number eight, James Clark. Number nine, Shamar Moore. Number 10, our new signing from Ashford, Aaron McLeish-White. Number 11, Seb Bowerman. And then on the bench, we've got George Knight, Zidane Akers, Andrew Afusu, Caden Genovese, and Anthony Cheshire. And I've got Charlie here, who's going to do the Chipstead team for us.
Number one, Matt Kirby. Number two, Jonathan Joshi. Number three, Charlie Kennett. Number four, Teddy Perkins. Number five, Mitch Stantic Stewart. Number six, Peter Wedgworth. Number seven, Daniel Moody. Number eight, Daryl Coleman. Number nine, Andy Kabikasumo.
Well done.
Number 10, Callum McAllister. Number 11, Jack Beadle. Number 12, Theo Curtaran. Number 14, Simeon Dennis. Number 15, Kieran Lavery. Number 16, Warren Coleman.
Well done. Thanks,
well
Charlie.
Well done, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Good luck to
well
the team. Come on, you Robin.
Come on, you Robin.
Hi, so it's half time here at High Road Chipstead, and the current score is Chipstead 0, Bracknell 2. Not a particularly close game. Chipstead have played with the ball quite a lot, haven't really created any chances. Bracknell have probably been the most effective, and they scored two goals for the new guy, Aaron McLeish. Certainly looking like a proper centre forward, two very well taken goals, no luck about them whatsoever, and all looking good for Bracknell. I can only see another couple of goals in the second half.
Knock me down with a feather, clever Trevor.
I've got Trevor here from Chipstead. So what do you reckon about that first half, Trevor?
Well, Bracknell obviously proving why they're top of the league. They've taken their chances. We haven't generated too much ourselves, and obviously Bracknell will be pleased with their new signing who's scored two goals already.
I mean, Chipstead have had the ball quite a lot though.
Yeah, not managed to create any good chances so far. So hopefully in the second half they'll create a bit more. But first of all, we need to keep things solid at the back and stop Bracknell scoring anymore.
Come on, you Robbins!
Here we are at High Road, and it's Chipstead 0, Bracknell 2 is the final score, and it is frigging freezing. I don't think any of us can feel our feet, or our hands, or our noses, but it's a result, and it's a result following our first sort of defeat in sort of, 17, 18 last week, so a good performance of the guys, really pleased. I've got my Pom Reavers here. What do you think, Pom?
Yeah, it was a really workmanlike performance, I think. We were put under any pressure. I think Chipstead had one shot in the whole game, almost, and that wasn't even on target. Professional, never looked under pressure. Second half, controlled the game.
Yeah, and I suppose a special mention as well to our debut from Aaron, who basically got two goals. Looks like a pop step forward, plays off the final man, and with Johnny on the spot. So two goals from him. So thank you very much. Let's hope that form continues for him.
Absolutely.
Come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins.
Bracknell Town Manager, Bobby Wilkinson.
So Bobby Wilkinson, Bracknell Town Manager, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We were never gone, like I said. It was just a bad day at the office. But so proud of my boys, the way we regrouped this week. No drama, no emotion in the game last week. Just got beat by a better side on the day. You know, and like I said to you earlier, what wound me up this week, a lot of people talking about my team. Can we bounce back? Can we win? And every time someone does that, we just prove them wrong. Just worry about your own job, and we'll worry about our team and my family all around us. You know, read a few horrible comments last week about my players, about the atmosphere, my fans weren't loud enough and all that. Listen, my fans are loud. They were loud as hell today. But what I want to make sure as a group and as fans and as and the chairman, we just stick to our job and do what we got to do, one game at a time, that's all. And we came back here today and we played with tempo today in that first half. And real tough conditions out there, let me tell you that right now. Unless you walked on the pitch, that was really tough today. But otherwise, like I said, very, very pleasing for the team. Biggest key for me today, I brought on a centre-forward, didn't I? And he scored two goals. Couldn't have asked for a better debut. I thought we were just lacking a little bit of that presence the last couple of weeks. Duncan suspended, Tarpey out, Granty not playing all season. Everyone's forgot about that. My three main key strikers I haven't had on the bench or even playing. But you have to see me, mate. See me get on with it. So, really pleased for Aaron today.
I think I spoke to Michael in the change rooms earlier. He said he's going to be training next week.
Yeah, Mikel's going to come back, so that gives us a bit more presence, because at the moment we need everyone, you know, together right now to try and get these last 10 games ticked off. And like I've said to you, this is not going to be pretty now, the last 10 minutes. That's where 10 games. That's where everyone's got to understand my experience. We're playing under a bit of pressure. We are now trying to win a game of football where, you know, the opposition have got nothing to lose apart from being top of the league. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be grinding. It's going to be frustrating at times. Don't get frustrated. Stick together. Keep being loud. Keep
make our boys try and win a game of football, wear the badge of pride, because it's going to come now. Emotions are going to get high because we're getting close. But guess what? We're nowhere near. One game at a time. Just another 3 points today.
Come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins. Come on.
Post-match analysis with James the Captain Birdseye and Steve the Gaffer Witty.
It's the unofficial Romans podcast with me, James the Captain Birdseye, and my dear friend Steve the Gaffer Witty. Thank you so much for joining us here on Unofficial Romans, wherever you're listening from. And we have listeners all the way around the world. It's absolutely incredible. But most people, of course, are in Bracknell Forest or Berkshire. But yeah, if it's the first time you're listening to us, that's absolutely great as well. I know that we'd be very honoured to be in Football in Berkshire, which is a very popular, very, very popular website and podcast. So yeah, great to be mentioned by them. So thank you so much for all of the team there at Football in Berkshire. Well, I'm with Steve the Gaffer Witty, and we literally just got back from the game in Shipstead, where I'm very, very pleased to report it's another win for Bracknell Town and away, of course. So it was 0-2. Great, great result. Steve, yet another result, very much top of the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And good evening, everyone. Do you know what, James? It's strange. One defeat in what was it? So it was 17 wins in a row, one defeat. And I found myself going to the game at Chipstead nervous.
Yes, yeah.
We're 17 points clear at the top of the table with 11 games left to play. Why should we be nervous? But literally, I stood there before the game and I felt apprehensive. And I don't know why. It's just weird.
Well, I guess it is that thing, isn't it? I felt very apprehensive as well. In fact, I had an engagement later on, so I had to drove an hour to the game, watch for an hour for the first half, and then drive an hour back. So I think I deserve a brownie point for fad dedication for that one. But I was thinking, oh goodness, what if we're going to get a bad run? Maybe our luck's out. And I'm not a superstitious person at all. But, I suddenly had all those things of, oh, gosh, maybe we've been too cocky and everything else. And then, of course, we started playing. And that talent, that attractive football just came shining through. And my word, our new super signing, which we'll talk about in a second, what a debut he had. Let's start at the start. Really nice ground, really friendly fans there, and most welcome at Shipstead, weren't we? And all kicked off 3 o'clock on the dot.
Do you know what? When we talk about it, I think part of the nerves were taken away by, I think Bobby listens to the podcast, and genuinely, I think he takes his tactics from us. I really do.
I think we'll be stretching it there. I know we call you Steve the Gaffer.
We talked about last week. We were toothless up front. We just weren't applying any pressure. We weren't running. Just didn't look at the races. So what does Bobby go and do? He goes out midweek. And he picks up a 20-goal striker, new signing, straight into the starting 11. Starts with Shamar Moore, and I don't know what he fed him at the start of the game, but I'll tell you one thing, he didn't stop running for the whole time.
I mean, he had his Weetabix, didn't he? Goodness gracious.
I'll tell you, the guy definitely, I would love to put one of them sort of pace vests on him to see how many steps he actually does and how many sprints, but he didn't stop. He was like the Duracell bunny. and then, of course, in midfield, where we just thought we were just a little bit too defensive and sitting a bit too deep. It's a shame that he dropped George Knight to the bench, because he's had a really good season. But you could see why. So bringing James Clark in, playing a little bit more offensively. It made the difference. I think the conditions didn't help. It was quite windy. Pitches at this time of year are quite difficult to play on, so I think our football style was still quite direct, but nevertheless we just looked completely different in terms of that attacking threat, particularly in that first half. you know, I think we learned a lot of lessons from when we played Churchy the week before. And I think it started from the moment the players came out on the pitch. The fans make great noise. Love the drums. We've just got to work out how to play them.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're not very good on it, but we'll work it out. We'll work it out. These, you know, we've still got our stabilizers on when it comes to musical instruments. But we started well, and as you quite rightly say, when we're talking about the new striker in terms of Aaron McLeish White, what a debut! In all respect to him.
It was just incredible, and what I was so impressed with McLeish White was his calmness. He just seemed like he's always been there. He just slotted in. And there was at one point the first goal that he had, beautiful service in the box, and he just looked, and rather than, you know, which some strikers may do, bit of a panic or you know, right, okay, he literally just dropped the left shoulder, dropped the right, looked slightly, and just took his time, maybe half a second more, and then bang, straight in the goal. And it was just, yeah. it was incredibly clinical. And you know, the sort of his presence, you know, he's a stocky chap. I think with Cully, once Cully's back, him and Cully together, that's going to be exciting. If, you know, Tarpey obviously has been, you know, pretty seriously injured, but he's apparently looking at coming back. Well, I mean, Tarpey and him together as well. I mean, just an absolutely fantastic combination. And it was just wonderful to see as well the excitement on all of the other players. Just they celebrated so much with him, and he just, yeah, it was the absolute perfect debut. And for me, it wasn't just perfect because of the result and, you know, what he's managed to achieve on his first debut. It was just that he literally slotted in like a puzzle, really. Just slotted in beautifully.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit of what we've missed the last couple of games. Well, particularly since Tarpey's been out injured. Someone to lead the line, someone to play off the last man. And Aaron, or as some fans call him, Andy. If you look on the Facebook page, you'll know what I mean by that. A couple of the guys, I think, were talking about Andy for the whole of the first half, not realising that his name was actually Aaron. It was quite funny. So his nickname is now Andy, whether he likes it or not. That's what he's going to be called.
Okay, fair enough. But he
played on the last man. His runs were very intelligent. He pressed well. With him and Shamar Moore, you know, Shamar created that first goal on the 21st minute. As you say, a really clinical finish from him. And I think you know, it was then further topped off when, what was it? I think it was Temi, didn't he, who put us, well, I think it was meant to be a cross, but the ball sort of swerved so much in the wind. The keeper done superbly well to sort of keep it out, but sort of punched it across right to where Aaron was, and basically a nice calm header in for a second goal as well. And you know, there we were, sort of, you know, what was that, 41st minute, 2-0 up, and coasting. And what I did like is the way that on both goals he jumped nicely into the fans. So he wants to endear
himself.
He's probably not used to that sort of support behind the goal. So it was nice to see that, and we do like a nice connection with our players, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And it's just, yeah, it's just wonderful. In fact, when sent a lovely message on Twitter to myself, and you know, and I've sort of welcomed him to the club, and he said he's going to check out the podcast. So a very, very warm welcome to you, Aaron. And, you know, Andy. Thank you for what... Andy now, whether you nickname Andy whether you like it or not, Aaron, I'm afraid. But a very warm welcome. It was just a brilliant performance, and really, really great to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think as well, there's a couple of other players in that first half. I think, you know, I think they really stepped up to the mark. I thought we were a little bit lazy. I'm not saying the words lazy, but we looked fatigued against Chertsey. I thought Scott Rees ran his socks off, as he always does, almost walked around himself to a standstill by the second half. And as we're coming to expect from that sort of, you know, that back four, I don't think Chipstead. I think Chipstead had one off target shot, if I can get my words out, in the whole 90 minutes. You know, I tell you one thing, our defence is mean. You know, really mean. They just, it's not a case of wanting to keep clean sheets. They don't want people shooting, let alone flipping, having a clear, let alone scoring.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is what is so exciting to watch. And you know, all being well, for next season as well, you know, we are going to have that quality of defence. There's no doubt about it. And as you say, it just seems at the moment with that with the traps at the back that essentially, yeah, I mean, nobody gets anywhere near. It is dealt with. It's dealt with clinically and very quickly. And that's just excellent, really.
I agree. And you know, it was 2-0 at half time, 2-0 at full time, but I think second half, I'll call it a professional workmanlike performance in terms of the fact that we had them two goals, and then second half we pretty much just shut up shop and said, you know, that'll do. Thank you very much. We're going to come out with a nice 2-0 steady win away from home, and you know, never looked under threat. I think some would possibly argue that it was quite a direct style of football in the second half from us. Not exactly much being played through midfield, but the conditions were pretty gusty, and boy was it cold.
Yes, it does.
No warmy fingers, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it does make it very, very tough, doesn't it? It does make it tough when it's that cold. Mm. Absolutely. Well, I guess we're sort of coming to the end of our time together, but we've got some really exciting games coming up, haven't we? We've got Tooting and Mitcham. They are going to be at Brecknell Town, so at Lower Meadows. So, yep, 3:00 kickoff for that one on Saturday, the 19th of February. And then the big one, Basingstoke, on the 26th. This Sunday, Basingstoke Bracknell. So that will be very exciting. 3:00, and hoping to possibly have a lovely chap with us from Basingstoke as well, who will potentially join us on the podcast for the game before that, just for a bit of banter and fun, which will be excellent. And of course,
you know, I'm really looking forward to that, because I know, to be fair, there was a few comments and a little bit of friction, I suppose, after the Bracknell win against Basingstoke. But Basingstoke have got, you know, a really good following, nice and vocal. Yeah. They're proper fans. And you know what? I'm genuinely really looking. I haven't been to their new ground. I've been to their old one, but I've never been to this ground before. So yeah. I'm quite looking forward to going there. Quite looking forward to meeting up with some of them guys. And hopefully, you know, we can have a little bit of banter across the terraces. And hopefully as well, maybe meet up with a drink with one or two of them afterwards. Because,
I
tipped them as probably, I think, you know, I know Chertsey beat us and I know Marlow beat us, but I thought Basingstoke were the best side we'd faced this season so far.
I agree with that. I think that, I mean, obviously we've got, you know, Hanwell, Marlow. I wonder whether Marlow, I don't know if now they can do it where they are, but yeah, I mean, Basingstoke really have been a lot of quality.
They were unlucky against us. You know, we turned it on in the last 5-10 minutes. As we say, it's all in our own hands. You know, we're fortunate. What are we? 19 points clear now. 10 games left to go, and a lot of teams are below us, having to play each other, and a lot of them dropping some really silly points.
Well, you're right. I mean, if we, I mean, just having a quick look now, I mean, it just I shouldn't do this weather of the year, really, because it takes a bit of time. But, yeah, I mean, having a quick look at the results on, on Saturday, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, Basingstoke obviously won. Binfield lost to Bedfont 3-0. I mean, but if we look at the actual league table, I mean, it was surprising some of the results in terms of the losses that happened, and it was, you know, very good for us, to be fair.
Well, you look at the form, guys. So this is the last six games. So out of the last six games, Marlow have only got 5 points and have conceded and a minus six on goal difference. Uxbridge have only got 8 points and a minus three on goal difference. Chertsey, despite beating us, have only got 10 points in the last six games. Hanwell 11, Basingstoke 13, and top of the form guide is ourselves, Bracknell at 15. You know, on that current form, they're going to struggle to close the gap. But it's not over till it's over. We've still got to play Basingstoke. We've still got to play Bedfont. And we've still got to play a resurgent Northwood as well, who are really picking up some good results. So it's not over, but we're in a great position. And looking forward to the game against Tooting. That will be a tough battle. I think it was a 1-0 victory for us at their place, was it not?
I think it was, absolutely.
Yeah, and then, as you quite rightly say, we're off to Basingstoke, be hoping for a nice bumper crowd, a few drums, a couple of beers, and it'd be great to have some of their fans onto the podcast as well. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can give your views. You know, what we want is how you view both the game. You know, and if, of course, you're, you know, one of our opposition, more than welcome as well. You know, we'd love to have you on board. And you can do that so easily. You can write to us just on the email, unofficialrobins@gmail.com. Robin's podcast on the old Twitter, or a really great way of getting hold of us is you can use Anchor FM and actually record a message, so we can literally put that straight onto the podcast, which is great. So it's just anchor.fm/unofficial-robins/message. So Anchor FM /unofficial-robins/message. So yeah, that would be an absolutely that would be really nice to hear your views. And if you think I'm talking rubbish, you're allowed to say so. Absolutely. Okay, well, until next time, and as always, thank you so much for listening to the Unofficial Robins podcast. Let us know what you think and what we need you to do. It really makes a huge difference. If you can subscribe, share and like, it would make a huge, huge difference for us all. So thank you so much for that. And until next time, it's ta-ta from me and it's ta-ta from him. Good night.
Good night.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.